Frequency Matters, the RF Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to continue our coverage of the radar and antennas issue for January. As a reminder, the cover feature is written by authors from University of Oklahoma and Army Research Labs, and they talk about HORUS, a testbed for fully digital phased array radars. So it's a really good article in that they review the evolution of phased arrays, and then they go into the design and development of their fully digital mobile S-band phased array radar. So good article to look at.
Yeah.
So we covered the technical features last time. What do we have for products?
Products, we have a couple of product features. The first from Rohde & Schwarz. This is an enhancement, if you will, to their SMA-100B analog signal generator. They've extended the frequency range out to 67 gigahertz. They've increased the output power. So in many millimeter wave measurements, you won't necessarily need to have a driver amplifier on the output. They've improved the phase noise and have higher dynamic range. So it's a really nice piece of equipment. Then our second item is from Huber Sooner. This is a multi-coax board mounted connector, and it has performance out to 70 gigahertz, believe it or not. Now the caveat with that is you have to design the board layout to support that. You've got to get rid of the parasitics. But with some simulation, you can do that very easily. So it's kind of amazing that a board mounted connector can go out to 70 gigahertz.
Yeah, we're seeing everything's millimeter wave these days.
Exactly. So how about tech briefs?
So we had one tech brief from Johansson on their integrated passive device technology, and that can reduce board footprints up to 80% versus the traditional methods. So
right.
Big improvement there. So turning to the news, aerospace and defense market, we're already seeing a big merger being proposed. BAE Systems has a proposed agreement to purchase Collins Aerospace's GPS military business and also Raytheon's airborne tactical radio business. And these are both all cash offers. The Collins one is close to $2
billion. Wow.
And the Raytheon radio business is a mere $275 million. And these are both contingent upon the successful merger of Raytheon and United Technologies because they're coming from both businesses.
So I guess they have to divest those businesses in order for the deal to go through?
Yeah, it was such a big deal. I knew there would have to be some, you know, negotiation about certain markets that they have to exit or at least spin off. And then on the commercial side, I saw Audi, the Virginia Department of Transportation, and Qualcomm announced that they'll be doing initial testing of cellular vehicle-to-everything communications.
Hmm.
They'll be using the 5.9 gigahertz band that the FCC has proposed, and they'll be testing this on Northern Virginia roads, and they hope to have initial rollouts by the third quarter of 2020, and they'll mostly be concentrating initially on safety applications.
Oh, interesting.
So I feel like this is really a pivotal year for automotive electronics. I feel like we'll see the first, you know, fully autonomous car and the first fully connected car hitting the streets for initial deployments, and maybe the consumers could have them by next year sometime.
Yeah, after years and years of talking about V2X, it would actually be nice to see some applications.
Definitely. How about you? What did you see in the news?
Picking up on the acquisition news, Advent International, which is a U.S. private equity firm, completed their deal to buy Cobham PLC for £4 billion. And so that deal is now done. And then, of course, we heard that Cadence had acquired AWR, and
right.
That deal's closed now. One last thing I noticed at the end of yesterday, the bidding on the FCC's auction for the 37, 39, and 47 gigahertz bands is up to just slightly above $7.5 billion.
Wow.
So a lot of money floating around out there.
That shows you that millimeter wave is definitely going to be used.
Definitely.
And so turning to events, I'll be heading to DesignCon shortly to check out the high-speed digital design area. You know, 5G, 400 gigabit, Ethernet, DDR4, DDR5 technologies are really pushing the limits of PCB design. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of action they're doing to meet those challenges. And then also on Mobile World Congress, in preparation for that in February, I did an online article only, and I surveyed all the commercial millimeter wave phased array companies that I could find who are addressing like 5G and SATCOM applications. There was more than 20 profiled, and posted it just on LinkedIn. It got a huge amount of acceptance, and the views, I think, were over 18,000 in the first week. So check that out if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's a great resource. A lot of good information there, and I'm sure you'll keep it updated as new companies enter and exit.
Yes, I missed a few, so I did add them in the comments as people commented.
Good, good. Well, speaking of shows, Radio and Wireless Week is in San Antonio next week. I won't be going to that, but That's usually a good turnout, a good way to start off the year. And then you and I, as you've mentioned, will be going to Mobile World Congress, and we're starting to get things lined up for that. One other thing I'd like to mention, we do have a new podcast online. I had an opportunity to talk to Jim Cable. Jim just retired as the former CEO of Peregrine Semiconductor, now called PSemi. And that was a really interesting conversation. He kind of reminisced about his career path and then the development of silicon on insulator that really Peregrine led. And then, of course, they were acquired by Murata. So I thought it was a fascinating discussion. It was good to listen to his stories.
Yeah, he was quite honest. It's great to get somebody who's retired out of the business. They're a little more forthcoming than if they were working for a company.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's probably about it. Well, we want to thank our new sponsor. We have a new sponsor on this episode, Wireless Telecom Group. They're the parent company of Booten, Noisecom, and Comagility. And you'll be hearing more about them in the coming episodes. And of course, we want to thank you for watching, as always. Until next time.